This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sometimes when we are doing sins and we're doing bad things, we just sometimes we kind of lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have a friend who shared with me a very interesting story, and I want you to pay attention to it. He has a friend of his who is a limo driver. He drives a limousine. So he called him one day and he said, he was shaking, crying. He said, "What happened?" He said, "You would not believe, Sheikh, what happened to me today. This driver is a semi-religious, you know. He prays on time, don't do the kaba'ir, alhamdulillah." Anyway, so these four guys, this is Riyadh, stop him and said, "We want you to drive us across the country to the other, to the East Province." That's about 4 hours, very long trip. And he said, "At dhuhr." I didn't make much money that day, a good pay. I said, "Let's go." I went outside the city. I stopped at the first gas station. There is a musalla to pray. I said, "Let's pray asr, guys." They laugh. They like smokers and like, you know, they like don't look at all religious people. They laugh at him and said, "Ashkan ashkal salat. Do we look like people who go pray?" He said, "Yes. You're Muslims." I said, "Yes, but we don't really pray." So the leader of the group, you know, every gangs, they have like, you know, the guy who lead them or the girl who lead the other girl. She said, "Hey, guys, let's do it. We're not going to lose anything. Let's pray." And they said, they went and they pray. I led the prayer. While I'm in the Rastraka, I heard some disturbing behind me. I finished quickly. The guy who told them, "Let's go pray," died. In the salah. He died in the last rak'ah. There is more into the story, but what really, for me, when he told me the story, I said, "Yani subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, so loving. He waited for this person to go back to him and to pray. And while he's praying, he took his soul away. Even though this person been doing all these sins, been away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all these years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't take him while in his that state. He still wants to end his life in good. Wallahi, if somebody treats you this way, you would never ever, you know, think to be do good to him." What I'm trying to tell you through this story, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you, because none of us, all of us here, commit sins. Allah did not expect us to be perfect, but He expects us to always go back to Him, to always repent to Him, to always do our best. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. My servants, you commit, and He still calls us ibadi. You making sins day and night. Days and nights. يعني سبحان الله هو day and night. وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا. I forgive all the sins. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. قال حسن البصري أرجى آية في كتاب الله في سورة البروج. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فاشترط. He said, Allah says about the people who burn the believers alive. Burn the believers alive for their iman. He said, if they do not repent, I will punish them. So if they repent, Allah will forgive them. Yani there is nothing worse than that, is to kufr and to kill the believers. But yet, Allah willing to let it go if you repent. So that's just something to give you so much hope. And I hope that we keep that in mind as we talk about sins, that just don't let your soul drift away.